Uno.
I've got a whole picture of you. The whole screen is Fred Bell.
It's Buddy Boo and Dr. Fred. We're here, baby.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah.
There she is. She's back there. There he is.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, see, we got 41 connections, and we only been on a minute.
That's wonderful.
42.
Wonderful.
People love this show now, you know?
What's not to love?
Buddy Boo just attacking my headset, but that's all right. He's been a wild bird. Buddy Boo, you just stink. Come here, stinker. Come here, stink. Come here. Oh, come here. I want to get you. Come, Dad. Come with Daddy now.
Oh, there he is.
No, you're not going up there. He's wired tonight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there he is.
Yeah, he's smooching Dad. As soon as he sees himself, look at that look.
Yeah. He's wild.
Yeah, he knows. Now he's looking at Dad. Look at yourself. You're so cute. Well, anyway, here we are again. Yeah, Buddy Boone, Dr. Steve and Dr. Fred, 26th of May. I was sorry I wasn't here last week. Anyhow, we're going to be having some fun tonight. Buddy Boo is really wired up tonight. I think he's got a lot to say. He's chewing my headphones real good. Got 62 viewers already, and we haven't even gotten to the first base.
Wonderful.
Buddy Boo's a big pull on this show, let me tell you.
Yeah.
So what's Steve been up to? You got operated on? Would they take your brain out or what?
Yeah, they took everything out. They I operated on L1 to L5. And,
on your back, lower back, huh?
Yeah, and it's been very painful. It's just I'm getting up and walking now. And the amazing part about it was last Monday I went into the doctor for totally something else, and my bandage came off. And
on your lower back?
On my lower back, yeah. And so he said to me, he says, Steve, we need to, you know, you were right, this is off, and we need to put it on. And I took my shirt off. He looked at the bandage. He says, my goodness, it's falling off. So he took the bandage off, and he looked at me, and he says, what are you doing? I said, well, what's the matter? He said, you're completely healed. I said, what? And he said, yes. He said, the stitches that are here, the metal things that we attached, you don't need them anymore. Your back's completely healed. There's no blood. There's no anything. But we have to for precaution, is to put some tape on there and let it sit for another week. But basically, I've never seen anything like this before in my life. You're completely healed. And, of course, I wasn't going to go into the quantum healing that I was working on myself or... using my platinum projector and my gold receptor. And it just completely healed. He was absolutely amazed. He's never seen anything like this before in all his years of practice. So... I really couldn't tell him about the meditation. I told him I was meditating. I told him about the necklaces I was wearing. But he couldn't understand where all this healing came from in less than a week. So that was really amazing for me. And but the pain is still there. The pain is excruciating. But everything else is completely healed. So I'm very happy with that. And so I've been walking every day now. And so that feels good. That feels real good.
My first testimonial was from a doctor in New York University who had anterior spinal cord surgery, way more major, surgery, and he had no feeling in his hands and arms for quite a while, and then he started using the pyramids. This is before the receptor, which pyramids were the precursor to the receptor.
Yes.
And he sent me a testimonial, which I have, and it's on request from the University of New York, which I might add that, Michio Kaku works there. I mean, it's a very accredited university.
Right.
Saying that had he not used our products, he would not have had to have the quick recovery on his spinal anterior surgery.
Right.
Dr. Howard somebody, I've got his, that was back in like 79.
Wow.
And when you go in for surgery or healing or whatever, you have to have a certain period of time to convalesce, but what we found is that using the receptor projector, the convalescence time is reduced about 90%. I mean, that sounds ridiculous. The bottom line is it works,
Yes, it does. I can attest to that.
Yeah, we have United States patents. The FDA has asked me repeatedly, please, Dr. Bell, go get your test on the projector, the receptor, in the endocrinology labs at UCI or wherever you want to go. And we'll give you a a medical license to make a claim. And they've said that because they've had luck with them on personal levels.
Right.
But obviously,
right.
They can't. They're biased, and I mean they're prejudiced. I mean, because they're government, they cannot absolutely cannot acknowledge anything. They cannot. They'd be in a lot of trouble because they're going up. They would be going up against Big Pharma. And Big Pharma would raise holy hell so, because this eliminates a lot of their drugs.
Yeah.
Now, if you have lower back pain, I would get one of our $300 amethyst, the inexpensive receptors, and just wear that, and that'll get rid of the lower back pain. The cheapest one we have will take care of lower back pain, but that's not what you got all the hard stuff that stimulates the neurons. In the base of the spine.
Well, I can attest out of wearing the receptor and the projector as long as I have that there was a significant healing opportunity for me, and I saw it. I mean, I'm a witness. I just wore it, and I didn't wear it during the operation. I talked to you. I said, Fred, maybe they would let me wear it during the operation. Well, they wouldn't let me do that. But
really?
I was only in the hospital for 2.5 days.
And, that's pretty quick.
Yeah, and I walked the first night, Fred. I was up and out of the bed the first night, and I was walking. And they hadn't seen that except for, I think, a couple other people. But with the lower back, I was up and walking. I had help, but, I walked. I walked around the center, whatever they call that, where all the doctors and nurses and whatever. And I came back to bed, and the next day I woke up and did it twice. So it's really incredible what the mind can do. And with the help of you and your projector and the nuclear receptor, it's just been really wonderful. So that's what I've been doing. I can't tell you anything else other than that. I haven't really played with it with any clients yet, but it feels like I have a lot more power, and I don't know why. But
that's because the receptor it reverses it goes out. The receptor is the weakest link in DNA. Despiraling, which is a genet, is a gene called telomeres.
Mm-hmm.
And so the receptor will take telomeres and say, hey, look, guy, get your ass back to work and go ahead and reach your other arm out, because one arm is going down to the old DNA chain.
Mm-hmm.
The other arm, the right arm, is extending out to where it was and letting go. It's like somebody's falling off a bridge and you're holding on to them and you let them go.
Mm-hmm.
That's telomeres. So what happens is, with the receptor, it reverses the telomere's ability to reconnect onto further out strands of DNA. Because now, because telomeres is not the end strand of a DNA chain, it's one of the ladder strands that, you know, as DNA despirals, usually doesn't go despiral beyond telomeres. It's like a bulldozer, you know? I don't know that much about it, but I just know how it works a little bit, and I've seen what it does. And with the receptor on, we frequency hop right over telomeres and go on out and start, repositioning the genes that were no longer there. They start respiraling, which then, theoretically, it's an anti-aging product.
Right.
It's worked for me. I'm almost 70, and the other night I was with the Moody Blues, and Graham Edge was up there on stage. He's 70, and he looked pretty good, but I got to tell you, his hair is all gray, and mine's still dark. I got dark hair.
Yeah.
And Graham is a cool guy. I love the man. He's probably got his longevity just out of, he's a drummer for the Moody Blues, out of being who he is. And he has actually used some of our products. What he's using now, I don't know.
But he does,
people that are 70 or 80 years old using the products that we've turned them onto and the lifestyles we've turned them onto don't seem to age. I've got a picture of a lady on my website that was close to 100 years old wearing our receptor. Yeah. She recently did pass over, but she was over 100. She'd been wearing it for like 10 or 12 years.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's just, I find it amazing. I've been able to see the DNA and repair DNA for people. Fred, I haven't been able to see that with myself. Now, that doesn't mean I haven't done it or my super consciousness hasn't contacted with it. But I presume something must have happened in my sleep somehow or other, because my face, people tell me I look about 50. I just turned 69. And,
That's right, you're a little older than me.
Right, and I just feel young and spry. I mean, even with this operation, I feel very young. So I don't have a problem. What's that aluminum foil around? Oh, that's because of the...
The bird, over here.
Right. Yes, I see it.
That's the anti-bird chewing.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, he's all excited tonight. He's popped up pretty good.
Now, the reason I wanted to leave the show is becoming apparent to me that I can't, I want to write my book, Fred. I have a book, Messages from the Most High, and I've got about 400 of them I received over the past 30 years. And my rabbi wanted me to print the book. Some good friends of mine wanted me to print the book. You wanted me to print my book. So that's why I was thinking about leaving the show. But if I can find a way to do both, it would be great. But I know what you went through writing your book. You were so busy. It was just horrendous.
I still did the shows. The shows were my vacation from the book.
Yeah.
You'll find when you're writing a book, you need a vacation. And the show was always my... I got to air out my ideas, too. That was always fun.
Yeah.
I've got other books in my head, but... I want to do some music now, but
that's beautiful.
This show on references. Don wanted me to change it over to Brooks Agnew's time when there's Brooks has a huge show on Sunday, and he wanted me to switch it over there, and because we pick up an extra 1,000 because the people of the head of this show and after this show are great people, but they don't have the pull that Brooks Agnew has, and I always had on Friday night.
Right.
But I thought about that, and I said, no. I said, Thursday is a good time to do a show.
Yeah.
The real people will find us. I don't need to be jacked up on somebody else's show for, viewers. And this show will do its own merit.
Yes.
200 connections right now on YouTube and climbing.
Beautiful.
And we'll probably hit 1,000 tonight. So, this show has its own life, and I don't want to be prejudiced by other people's shows. And Brooks and I are doing some car deals. He's got a fucking car, and I'm working with him on it to get it out, to the world. And so I'm working with him, and he's a man, but No, I just want to stay here. I don't know. There's something about the magic Thursday, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I just love doing the show here, and Buddy likes it. And if we don't... Last week when I didn't do the show on Thursday, because I had some major errands and shit to take care of, Buddy Boo got really pissed. He was mad.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he's bad. He's talking about it right now.
Yeah.
You hear him?
Yes, I hear it. He did change his tone when he was... Yeah, listen to him.
Yeah, he's saying that... he has a healing vibration. I think you need that healing vibration.
Yeah, could be.
In fact, you should get yourself a bird.
Yeah, you were talking about that to me a few months ago. That's true, too.
Yeah, you need to get a male eclectus, like Bunny. Mm. You got to get one and bottle feed it, you know, for about a month. About
right.
And that bird will take, they have more healing power.
Wow.
They have tremendous healing power.
Yeah, yeah.
So what I want to talk about for a few minutes.
Sure.
We've had, we've been talking to a lot of people about lasers lately. That seems to be a big stir in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go on eBay and you can buy the red, green lasers all day long, dialed lasers, for under $100 in different powers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, people say, well, why, you know, because the real healing community has always used helium neon lasers, which is a different process. And the green and red are very, very popular, helium neon. But because they don't mass produce them anymore, the price of these things has gone back up to what it originally was back when they produced small quantities, anywhere between $2,000 and $3,000 for a 1 to 5 milliwatt laser. Whereas on eBay, we sell a red laser, which is an LED laser. It's a, you know, light-emitting diode laser. We sell one for like $125, and red is 5 milliwatts.
Mm-hmm.
We sell a green one for like around $249. That's 5 milliwatts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but when we sell a green one in helium neon, it's $2,000-some-odd.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, well, why the big price difference? And the answer is this. It is a quantum product. If you look at the frequency of the human cell, all right, it is between 400 and 700 nanometers in its spectrum, on the average that we know. At 543.5 nanometers is the exact center frequency of the center. Frequency of leaves and trees. And all of that. These cheaper green lasers that put out a coherent beam do not operate on that frequency, do not have that stability, do not have that quantum factor that comes from a helium neon laser. Okay, now let's look at why is that? Because when you look at the way a laser works, it doesn't matter if it's a helium cadmium, helium neon, argon laser, which all of those produce different frequencies of color on the output. Every one of those lasers works on the application of a flash tube, meaning that, remember the old days when you had a flash? When you take a picture, a big bright flash, even with a newer camera. That's the way the older lasers work. And what happens is, the older lasers, regardless of the output color, capitalize on 143.5 nanometers of the flash, the random flash, and that's called a flash tube inside the laser.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they capture on that to emit any color that they're supposed to do. There's an argon laser. It's green, but it's blue green. A helium neon, a helium cadmium is going to be blue.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to capture the 543.5 nanometer frequency to produce that color. Now, when you take a helium neon laser that operates at 543.5 nanometers,
mm-hmm.
it's firing off the flash tube, which is like a flashlight, and it's running on the frequency that it fired on in the first place. That takes you back in time to when nature began. Takes you all the way back in frequency to the Big Bang.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore, it becomes the most powerful healing laser possible, invisible light, coherent light.
Right.
And so, yeah, they're expensive. There's a couple of companies, I think Newport Lasers and a couple others sell them. And they start at about $2,200 and go up. And then you add the laboratory power supply, which is extremely well regulated. You're up about
$3,000.
We sell them for $2,200, $800 below the market. But I'm just telling everybody out there that keeps asking me these questions about, yeah, I can go on eBay and buy a laser that works, a pen or something for $80. And it's green, and it's more power than you're selling. True, but not the green that we sell. And the other thing is, the human eye, a 2-milliwatt green laser appears brighter than a 50-milliwatt red laser because, being the central frequency of nature, the human eye interprets that particular nanometer of green as the brightest, clearest, purest spectrum of light ability to be comprehended by the human body.
Mm-hmm.
You get that?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's, I just wanted to put that out there for people because we've had people lately not understand lasers.
Mm-hmm.
We sell both types. We'll sell you a cheap and dirty one, but we'll sell you an expensive one.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But what does matter is in the healing process, you really need to have the expensive laser.
Yeah.
Not the cheap one. That's what I'm saying.
I remember coming to Laguna Beach.
We've been doing this for a while.
Yeah,
huh?
I know. When I was at Laguna Beach and you turned those lasers on, that was quite an amazing feat.
Yeah.
You could really tell the difference in the lasers. I mean, they were just so beautiful. And the crystals, they were getting hit real hard with the laser. And the energy that they put out was just absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the system is still set up over there in Laguna. We haven't used it lately, but it's still there.
Do you have a lot of the crystals there, or are they gone?
No, the crystals are in Laguna Beach, exactly set up as they were the last song.
Really?
Nothing has changed in that living room. Oh, no, it's generating power at a vortex as we speak.
Okay.
We have a different system out here in Temecula, near Fallbrook, than we have in Laguna, but we have not touched that Laguna setup. It is exactly as you saw.
Yeah.
It has been that way for 25 years. We'll never change that.
Do you intend to do any shows over there again? That was just amazing.
Not right now, but we're coming back your way to do a show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in October, we're coming back to the Life Expo.
Wonderful.
You want to come down and do that one?
Yep.
We're going to do a seminar after. We've been asked to do a seminar the next day over in Brooklyn.
Okay.
So we're going to be structuring that over the summer. Yeah, we
yeah.
plan to do... I want to start doing 2 to 3 major seminars again. Plus, I want to start doing concerts. I'm going to be doing music again per year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we'll do some music and live music and all the stuff that we do.
Yeah.
I just had to take some time off. This company's like 75, 85, 95, 05. Jesus. I can't wait a minute. 75... 85 to 95 to 05 to 2010. We are a 41-year-old company now.
Wow. Wow.
And I haven't done much breaks. I haven't taken many breaks. So we moved out here to Fallbrook area, Temecula area. I took a little time off and quit doing those for 2 or 3 years. I needed the time off. I mean, it's like, you know what that's like.
Sure.
Now I feel it's time to go back and do it again.
Right.
You know, I'm recharged.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great, Fred. I'm glad for you.
So how are your clients doing?
Well, I put them all on hold right now, Fred. Right. Just putting everybody on hold until I'm better and then go back to work. But I want to try to make it a little easier in my life by putting out this book and letting people feel what I've received in the past 30 years. So I think it would be really, really good, and I think they'll respond to it very well. So that's what I want to do. That's my goal right now.
That sounds like a good goal.
I think so, Fred. It's a book that that is really interesting, and it's really good for me. It's the way I grew in energy, and it's just really, really wonderful. And it's worthwhile to me. So that's what I want to do, and I want to get that out as soon as possible because I'm semi-retired, and I can't retire totally because I don't have the money for it. But if I had the money, being on your show wouldn't be a problem, but I just don't have the money right now, so that's what I'm trying to do is to...
Well, I said you should become a distributor back there, a serious distributor.
Yeah. Well, right now I'm just trying to stay afloat, so that's what I'm doing now.
Yeah, because you're not working.
No.
You get Social Security, though, right?
Yeah.
That gives you a little income anyway.
Yeah, it gives me some income, and... you know, doing my clients gives me some income, but I've been out for about the last week and a half. So that's, it takes a lot of money to live.
Yeah,
I don't
have
to tell you. You know, it does.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm headed right now, and but I'm glad I talked to you. It freshens my mind a little bit, so I know what directions I need to go in. Should we give out some phone numbers?
Yeah, go ahead. I was just going to say that because people probably want to call in and stuff. You know?
Yeah, please, our phone numbers, the talk radio is 1-888-815-9756, 1-530-327-7602, 1-530-413-4510. So those numbers will get you right in, and the top number is for Canada, United States, and all around the world. So try that number, and that'll get you in. That's number 1-888-815-9756. Also, what's happening to me, Fred, at this particular moment is that I can feel the difference in the lasers that you're talking about and lasers that people are selling. So if they want to call in, and I can connect them to those different lasers to show them the power of your laser compared to the power that the lasers that they're buying, I'm more than happy to do that for them.
Yeah, it's a big difference.
Big difference, Fred. Real big difference.
Yeah, people don't quite get it, but they're starting to. Because, eBay, the Chinese took over eBay in the lasers.
Mm-hmm.
And I have had nothing but problems. I bought some of them.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, a lot of the sellers are dishonest.
Mm-hmm.
You buy a laser, say, for $150. It's a good deal, supposedly. They charge you not too much for shipping, and they ship it in the most unreliable way, and it arrives on your doorstep 2 months later if it even shows up at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've had them. They send them in such a cheap way that the post office ends up sending them back. Unbelievable.
What are you doing with that clip in your mouth? Huh?
Oh, he's having fun. He likes it. He's a baby. Instead of chewing shoes, he'll chew everything else.
Right.
If he were a puppy, he'd be eating my shoes right now. He's only 3 years old.
Yeah.
He was like 6 months old when we moved out here, and that was 3 years ago. So he's just about a little over three.
And, has it been 3 years since you've been in Temecula?
In October, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I built a pond out here. I got goldfish out there. Huge. There were little bitty things like this. Now they're like that. They're huge.
Oh, wow.
And they go down there and feed them every couple of days, and they're all waiting for me. And then some other kind of fish grew up in there. They're about that long, a couple inches long now. There's like 10 million of them.
Wow.
Are those the
koi? Are those koi, Fred?
Yeah. The goldfish are the koi family.
Yeah.
Actually, they're, what is it, the carp family originally? I mean, the koi and the goldfish are all the carp family. I mean, here, I'll give them a weapon. Here's the weapon. Look at this. Check this out if you can hold on to it. Look at this. He's got his own six gun now. Look.
Oh, my goodness.
He's got his own six gun.
That's sharp.
That's what you call a cowboy bird.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah, look at that. He's got a pistol. Look at that. Got his own pistol. Oh, Dad, I like the pistol.
Yeah.
Look at that. He just loves it. Now, you give a bird a pistol. He likes Derringers. That's his gun of choice. And you got to cock it for him or you can't shoot it. He doesn't know how to cock it, but... Give it to him and he'll blast something with it. That's for sure. Yeah. Oh, Dad, this is heaven. I've got myself a six gun here. Oh, good grief. Yeah, he's a Wild West bird. He's out here in California. I need to get him a holster. He wants a holster and he wants a shotgun, but I'm not going to give him a shotgun. I mean, he's going to get somebody hurt with that. So no shotgun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He can have his own miniature pistol, and that's as far as we're going here.
Yeah.
So you haven't been watching the Casey Anthony trial, huh?
Casey Anthony trial. I'm sorry, Fred. I'm not up to snuff with that.
You'd have been a good juror because everybody knows about it. She's the one that had a little daughter named Kaylee that 3 years ago disappeared.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and they don't know where... They found the baby, but they don't know how it disappeared, and... It's a real interesting trial with Jose. So, you're going to blow yourself up. You keep dropping that gun. It's going to go off and go bang.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he loves his gun.
That's so cute.
Yeah, he likes his gun. He's got what you call a very busy beak.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, he's getting ready. He's getting his trigger finger up there now. He also likes Q-tips.
Q-tips?
Yeah, he loves Q-tips. I don't know if I have any in my pocket. He'll chew on those all night long.
Hmm.
Looking back here, see if I got one. I don't know if I have any or not, Mike. Oh, here's one. Here we go. Oh, he took the handle off the gun. Look.
Wow.
Yeah, he shredded the handle off of it.
Oh, you got a Q-tip. There you go.
Yeah, I was gonna get the gun. I can't get the gun handle. I gotta put that back on the gun. Come here, let me have it. Look at this. Let me have that. Look at that. You won't let me have it. No, Dad, I want that. Dad, I want to chew that up.
That's so cute.
He took the handle off the gun. See, the one side has the handle.
Yeah.
Here, you want a Q-tip?
Yeah.
No, Dad, I like the goddamn handle, man. Oh, here we go. Q-tip. Good handle. He ain't letting that go. Look at that. He's got the Q-tip and the handle.
Yeah.
Don't you want the Q-tip?
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the bird that's been raised in Pyramid Energy. Just let me have that. Oh, he's got the Q-tip. Yeah, you'll play with that all night long.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we got a lot of viewers out there, and a lot of stuff going on, and people need to call in if they have any questions about lasers or whatever.
Yeah. Again, that number is 1-888-815-9756. Thank you. So tonight is a very interesting night. This is the first night that I feel fairly good, so hopefully I'm on the complete mend now, and... It feels really good to be on your show.
Yeah, you didn't do it last week, right? I had a pre-recorded show that I did.
No, you did a pre-record. I wasn't in any shape to do the show, Fred.
I didn't know what shape you were in. I didn't know if you were standing on your head or whatever, you know.
No, I wasn't doing that. Just trying to get relaxed. It was very difficult to get relaxed, but I'm doing fine.
Yeah, did they put you out for the operation or just a local?
Fred, it was completely out. The amazing part was I was in the room just before the operating room, and the person that put you out walked up to me and said, "Steve, I'm going to give you a little shot to make you a little tired." And he gave me that shot, and I said, "Well, I don't," and that was it. That's all I remember. And the next thing I remember was waking up after the surgery.
So he gave you a sodium pentothal.
Whatever he did, boy, that really knocked me out. I mean,
did you have any out. Did you go out? I've had that on my appendicitis and all that operation. So what did you, do you remember anything where you went or anything or not?
No, Fred, I was completely out of it. I mean, I just, the one thing is I know that I went out, and the next thing is I knew when I woke up. Other than that, shiatsu, that's good stuff. I got it right here. Yeah,
a little sodium pentothal.
I don't know what it was, but, boy, it really worked. But they put me completely out.
Yeah, he sounded like a really good anesthesiologist, you know.
Yeah, he was great. And he had his assistant there with me, with him, and explained everything that they were going to do. They took about 5 minutes to talk to me. They talked to me before the operation for about a half hour, and they were so nice to me. And
they didn't give you a local spinal first?
They didn't give me anything. They just gave me a needle, and the next thing I knew, I woke up. So
they probably gave you a spinal after you went out so that when you woke up, you wouldn't have the lower back pain.
Yeah, because it didn't bother me until the next day, Fred.
I was out, but
it lasted me for quite some time. I had to do some heavy breathing because I wanted to get that stuff out of my system as fast as possible. But I'm doing well. Thank God that they have these wonderful people that really know what they're doing. You know, University of Rochester, Strong Hospital, is just an amazing hospital.
Yeah, I work with John Hall over in Texas on electronic harassment.
Right.
He's an anesthesiologist. And that's what he does.
How is he?
Oh, he's great. He's good. I've never had him put me out, but I mean, he's pretty damn successful at what he does, and he's a medical doctor, and he's great with electronic harassment.
That's great.
Buddy Butch. Oh, look at that. He's going for the camera now.
Look at him looking.
Yeah. He's been really. He's still young yet. He hasn't got, mellowed out like Bella was.
Mm-hmm.
Bella is mellowed out now, but Bella bites, because she's hormonically changed.
Right.
So if you put her on your shoulder, you might get a bite, like I'm getting here now. Stop biting.
Right.
You just want to sit down here? You can sit here. There you go. He's going to get on the keyboard and mess everything up. He's got a lot of energy. He's like Dennis the Menace. And he knows he's on the air. I mean, he's doing stuff. Oh, he wants the gun again now. Yeah. He's got the gun again. There he is. See down there? He wanted the gun. He's going to be a six shooter, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
He wants to do a Western movie. He says all these pirate movies. The pirate movies like Johnny Depp does and all that. Which I heard they did $348 million on the first night out, which was great.
Wow.
But the pirate movies always have blue and gold macaws, like Frenchie, which she's in the other room.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bird like this, a little male eclectus, he doesn't get to do movies. No, he took the other handle off now.
Mm-hmm.
We have a gun here. He likes the handle.
Right.
I can't get that out of his mouth. He just give me that.
Right.
So now he's got the gun without the handles.
Yeah.
But the handles are pink. Oh, he lost interest in the gun now.
Right.
So funny.
He's a very clever bird.
He opens up all the cages in the morning.
He does.
There's two cages out there in the, all the birds are not locked up ever. But they have side doors for food and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So every morning when you get up and go out there, all the food doors are open, the water doors are open. Everybody's out running around because he does that every day.
That's amazing.
Some of these, one door that he opens has three separate latches.
Wow.
And he figures out all three of them.
Wow.
Yeah. Very smart
bird.
Yeah.
Do we have any guests? Do we have any guests coming on soon? Do you have anybody?
Yeah, we're going to start doing guests. That's coming up.
Yeah.
I was trying to get a publisher for my book.
Right.
But the publishing houses are scared to death of it. It's too wicked. I talked to the biggest publishers where I've been published before with other books.
Right.
And they're scared to death of my book.
Wonder why.
Well, we're talking about
the inside. I know it's intense. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're talking about the inside track for those of you.
Yeah.
That
oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's quite a book.
Yeah, so... I wrote a book that's too hot, you know, for the publishers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we're selling them. I mean, we sell them direct.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was holding off because what I wanted to do is I have a lot of world-famous scientists, some of them have been on our show already,
yes,
that are in the book.
Yeah.
And I wanted to send them copies of the book,
mm-hmm,
and have them on the show and make comments,
right,
about the book and their part in it. But
mm-hmm,
you got to have a publisher for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to do it on my own because we'll sell a lot of books and then we can't print them all.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've got about 5 more minutes before we get off the air, 10 or so. So are clients calling you much these days? Because I think we're going to have a big wave on projectors and stuff, sales again, like we always do this time of year.
I haven't had too many, Fred, but whoever calls, I speak to them, you know.
Yeah.
Not a problem. Not a problem.
So anyway, this is all good. Now, I've been playing around with, that new cross receptor that we have.
Oh, yes. Yes.
That's a very powerful unit. I still
it
like
is
the
powerful.
Ankh.
Yeah,
I like the Ankh better.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it has a particular niche in our society, but we haven't really been able to approach that area where people would actually try it out or anything. So we're putting up a new website that's going to be
up.
Yeah, oh yeah, we're way into it. We've been working on it for 6 months, and it's about to go up. Plus,
mm-hmm,
we have management people for the website. It's going to have a lot more explanations of what we do, I've developed a new product right now. I can't really tell you about it yet, but it involves 4 large standalone projectors that move in a rotation, and it produces a completely different frequency than having them not move.
Gotcha.
It makes them move like a Ferris wheel.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so I've been working on that, and but it requires some machining in that, and I've got some consultants.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a real powerful, you know, grinder. I call it the grinder.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's going to be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully we'll start doing some really wild music stuff. I want to produce some music meditation, but not like normal boring meditation, but some new
right.
music
right.
that goes out to people that have our existing systems, like 4 or more you know, standalones.
Right.
There's an audience for those types of music, for those kinds of standalones that are out there that people have invested quite a bit of money.
Yes.
But this will take them to another level. And so I've been working on some stuff for that.
That's great. And this works as like a Ferris wheel? That'll work almost like a Ferris wheel?
Well, yeah, the new one does. It's like, instead of having them in one position...
Okay.
They're in a multitude of positions continuously. It's an interesting idea, and we'll see where it goes, you know.
Right.
We'll have them out. I'll build one pretty soon. I've got them, started, but it's, you know, I spent so much money and time last year on the QBAM, but then my lead engineer on there, turned out to have some health problems himself, and so he discharged himself from the project. He was making a brilliant progress on it, so we lost
mm-hmm.
him because
mm-hmm.
he had health issues, which he should have stayed and fixed the health issues.
Mm-hmm.
But so that put that project in the back in the closet until I get some additional funding. I spent about $100,000 last year on that project on my own money.
Wow.
I did. And I was only looking for $160,000 to do the whole project.
Right.
But nobody, you know, saw the value of it, so it's okay. Society's not ready for something that allows your body to heal in a, you know, about 500 times faster than normal.
Yes.
I mean, we have a track rate, you know, with the projector receptor, we have a track record there, but this is way beyond that, and it's specialized illnesses because it's all electronic and quantum, and it has all kinds. Oh, you should see some of this. I got some of the prototype here. It's a beautiful machine.
I would love to take a look at it.
Yeah, but it's a machine that's going to sell in the $100,000 range to clinics. And, oh, yeah. But it's worth it. I mean, if you go in there with a bad back and you walk out and your back is fixed, I mean...
Yeah.
Or you walk in there with a broken arm and you're, you know, and a couple of weeks later your arm, you know, a few follow-up treatments, your arm is 90% healed.
Wow.
I mean, that's beyond what people are used to. And that's what we've been able to accomplish. And you know what? I'm not going to force it on the world. Why should I? I mean, you just don't do that. This world can only grow at
it's
a certain rate. And our concepts, as Paradigm has been for years, we are have always been a little bit more advanced than the latest thing that's on the market by about 20 years. And so I'm not, you know, Paradigm produces a nice income. We get by on it. Why shove something down people? You know, maybe it's not good to heal people that fast. And remember that you heal yourself. The machine doesn't do anything, but there's ways of addressing the cellular structure in the body.
Yes.
For, say, a broken bone.
Right.
Whereby, in the broken bone, I mean, we've been watching eagles lately. Type in Catalina Two Harbors Eagle's Nest. And we have eagles that are born on the 21st or 2nd of March.
Right.
Little tiny things you could hold in your hand, that they gain a pound every 4 days.
Wow.
So by June, they're taking flight and leaving, you know, they can become fledgling. And they have 4 foot, 5 foot wingspans by June, March to June. And they fly off and live 30 or 40 years.
Yeah.
Okay, now why can't the human body do that? Well, the human body can do that, but humans are telling humans and doctors are telling humans that, oh, you have a certain, you know, healing time. You got this and that. So the human DNA on a mental level is so programmed by what people tell you that you cannot do that you can't do it. I remember Methuselah lived 400 to 600 years. Nobody told Methuselah he only could only live 90 years. You see that. And so eagles, unfortunately, don't understand human language, and nobody's telling them what to do. And they're flying, in about 3 months.
Right.
Out of their, and creating their own family. Three months, 90 days.
Right.
They go from something that's a little fuzzy thing in your hand to something with a four-foot wingspan inside of March to April, May, June, July, 4 months.
That's totally amazing.
180 days, 120, and they're flying.
Yeah.
That's what the X1 does, the Q-band machine does for humans.
Right.
It puts that energy, the raw energy that animals have, and I got the idea from animals, watching how they grow. I mean, this bird right here is crawling all over me, could easily hit 40.
Yeah.
It's only 3.
Amazing.
She did 40. I mean, that's pretty good for this little part.
Yeah.
Some of them live longer than that if he eats right, you know. People feed them bad food and they have strokes and heart attacks when they're like 28 to 30. In other words, they give them steak and meat and shit. We don't give them any of that.
Right.
And I used to give him butter, but I cut that out. You know, no cheese, nothing. He eats fruit. Oh, he went. But they love cheese. But cheese is not good for a boo, is it?
Yeah.
So, as a result, you know, if you look at the animal kingdom, once again, it has many secrets that are there for all of us to share.
Yeah.
And so if you looked at the radio frequency, the RFI frequencies of animals and humans, we developed this machine that transmits not only the right frequencies for viruses and that, but frequencies that people don't know about, or maybe not. They know about it, nobody's talked about it in the industry. We have this cool X1 healing machine, you know, the Cubam.
Mm-hmm.
It's ready to go. It's pretty close to being done, but I'm not going to, you know, I just...
Well, I remember when you started on that, and that's just amazing that you're almost done with it.
Yeah, but right now, because I had problems with the last lead engineer, he had some personal problems and some biological problems.
Right.
So
right.
It's on hold again, so I'll step back and do the music, which I promised people for their systems, that the music... And a lot of people will be getting free music because they already are our customers, so we'll be giving it away on a lot of
right,
cases.
Right, right.
So that's where we're at, and we're out of time.
Okay.
So at least we started on time this time.
Yeah.
Shout out Shawootsie here. There we go.
Good stuff.
Go ahead and put your phone number out.
Yeah, it's Steve Barish, and my phone number is 585-746. 8321. If you need some help with anything on your quantum healing, anything that you have, I'm more than happy to help you. Just give me a call. Thank you so much, Fred.
Oh, you're welcome. Talk to you next week. Have a good. We'll talk during the week. Give me a call this week. So next week, on early part of the week, give me a call. We'll talk
absolutely
about
take
all
care
right,
of yourself.
Yeah, you too. And this is Dr. Fred Bell, Health Science and Energy Show, at bbsradio.com for those of you on Ustream. And we're up to 600 and some viewers now over there. We're at bbsradio.com, and we're 5 o'clock Pacific at this location every week. We have a Sunday night show at 8 or 9 o'clock, which is my educational show where I actually get down in brass tacks, and just, I'm like the professor on that show. It's my professor show. That's on Sunday night on BBS Radio on station 1 or 2. You have to look it up. But that, and my number is 1-800-729-2603, and that's Buddy Boo. He will talk. He'll sing to you on YouTube. Look up Buddy, B-U-D-Y-B-O-O-O, and he's there. Audio? Thanks. Thank you for making our show so successful.